cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, "Neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that." In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuskin Show. This is Steve Starr sitting in. Bob has got an appointment tomorrow morning, and he's going to get refreshed and rested up for it and do the best he can. So I'm going to fill in. Our guest last hour was G. Edward Griffin, and I really appreciate that man coming on. He's given a lot of time to this cause. If you know who he is, I'm sure many of you do. You've heard about his books, heard his interviews. The Creature from Jekyll Island. I just want to say that that was only one of many books and materials that he has put out. He has a book called World Without Cancer, the story of vitamin B17. You can get a lot of these things on audio cassette as well. You just search for a number of locations and you can find them. The Fearful Master, a book from 1964. The Capitalist Conspiracy, 1971. And a lot of other great materials that are out there that you... you can get access to either in audio cassette or in book format, and you can get them from Amazon. That's where I'm looking at them right now, and there's other places as well. If you are interested in some of his stuff, G. Edward Griffin, just Google the name, and you can find the materials, and we do appreciate him taking time to come on and be on the show with us. I would love to spend 2 hours with him. As I mentioned before, you know, we got him on the air. You know, I'd like to talk to him about Fukushima. The question is, what really happened there? I mean, this was a very strange event, and there were some repercussions as to questions as to why this thing happened at the timing that it did, and the disastrous effect. Was it just a natural tsunami that nobody was expecting? Of course, it's pretty foolish to put something like the Fukushima complex on a fault line, you know, in a place like Japan in a very populated area in the first place, obviously. But whoever asked, does nuclear power make any common sense? You know, while I'm on that topic, have you ever seen the plasma torch system that they have put together, the plasma oven that essentially creates, energy chamber of plasma electricity at something like 30,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's about the temperature of the sun. They can actually use this to burn up just about anything and turn it into, you know, what you call syngas or synthetic gas, hydrogen, synthetically created hydrogen gas that you can use for a lot of purposes. And the end result is clean slag in the form of silicone that you can do a lot of things with, too. And I was... hoping that sometime in the future we might try to get some of the people from a very large institution out at Westinghouse, of all people, have one of these trash centers that burns garbage and turns it into hydrogen gas in a very clean form. And you may have heard about that. You may have seen it. You can go on and look at these things all over, if you like. And there are a number of these operations out there. It's certainly a lot better means of creating energy than nuclear power. So the whole idea that the energy crisis, again, like what G. Edward Griffin was talking about earlier, the whole idea that there's a shortage in energy is about a collectivist thought that gets us to submit to the idea that we have to change light bulbs, we have to eliminate carbon dioxide, which plants need, by the way. It's food for plants, that we have to... be very hesitant about everything that we're doing, walking on eggshells all the time. And they keep us addicted to this petroleum product called gasoline and oil. And being one of those people who came from a family, my dad was a petroleum geologist. Okay, I still get royalty checks from some of the wells. They're not big. My dad did not hit the big wells. He did a lot of great work. Well, let's put it this way. He did not hit the big wells when he had a big interest in them, and he found a lot of oil for a lot of people. But, my dad was in that business for a long time. He was a petroleum geologist and discovered oil in places all over this part of the country out here in Colorado area, Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, Wyoming. So I know about that business quite extensively. But I could tell you that I think the petroleum products that we use to power our engines and our cars are antiquated and should have been done away with a long, long, long time ago. So I think I can say that pretty objectively, considering that I've had all that in my background in terms of the petroleum and oil industry. And there are a lot of solutions to energy out there that don't rely on nuclear power or even coal-fired plants or wind or solar. So wind and solar can certainly supplement things like that as well. But we have opportunities to create clean energy that are all around us that are being subjugated by the powers that be that want to control our energy. Again, this is a big part of that collectivist control of everything we're doing. Well, let's see. I got a couple minutes left before the break here. Let's see. Jerry's calling in from Chicago. Jerry's a kind of a buddy. I've talked to him before. Let's see if we can raise him up and give him a couple minutes to speak his mind. Jerry, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I am, Steve. Thank you for taking my call. Hope your evening is going good. I listened to G. Edward Griffin's talk, and you're right, man. He should have been on for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, even.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're saying. Yeah. All right.
You were talking, you asked him a question about Fukushima, and he didn't really go into it too deep, but as I recall, 5 weeks prior to Fukushima happening, didn't Japan come out and say basically that they would not be buying any more of our U.S. Treasury debt because they figured we were going to not honor our debt, and we were deep in the hole. And then within that same 5 week period, they struck up a deal with Iran to enrich uranium for their nuclear program over there. And right, well, you know that our U.S. Navy was training with South Korean's Navy 24 miles off the coast, within 4 miles of where the epicenter for the tsunami happened.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound a little bit,
that sounds strange. Yes. Yeah, that was. These were some of those details you're bringing up, Jerry, that Fred had mentioned prior to us going into the interview with G. Edward Griffin, which I would have gotten into, but we didn't really have the time because we could have spent time with him, and he would talk about these things to the best of his knowledge, of course. That's why I wish we'd have kept him on for 2 hours. But, yeah, absolutely. Now, they were trying to break the yen free from U.S. bonds. Isn't that kind of what was happening at that time? They were tired of being forced and subjugated into the international treasury market scam that the U.S. bonds and the T-note and the IMF and everybody else runs. And they were becoming more self-sufficient with their own economy, and that was a big part of it. And then, of course, you pointed out that their agreements or they were looking at buying oil from Iran, by the way, as well as the enrichment. And this is something that disrupts the balance of power between our Saudi Arabian friends and Israel and the people out there in the Anglo-American oil empire. Is that kind of where you were going with that, Jerry?
You know, that's sort of in the direction that I was going. But if you remember, I think it was like maybe 2 to 2.5 years prior Fukushima happening, and we're coming up on the anniversary, I believe it's March 11th of this year, would be 3 years since Fukushima. But you remember Japan having all kinds of problems with U.S. military bases and...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they just said, hey, I don't think we need the U.S. here anymore. And, I think they actually didn't realize just how bad this U.S. government and the Israeli Mossad would treat them in the long run. And here's a question for you, Steve. Have you ever heard of Oh, boy, now the name slips me. Oh, my goodness. He did extensive work on this Fukushima thing, and he said that when Japan, and this is something I questioned to a nuclear engineer that I have as a friend of mine who actually works at a nuclear power plant here in Illinois. And I said the same thing. I said, now here's a country that had two nuclear bombs dropped on them to end World War II. I said, so they know how serious nuclear and atomic energy can be.
Right.
Used in the wrong direction.
So hey, Jerry, we're coming up on our break, buddy. Hang on to that. We'll get back to you after this, okay?
Okay.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll get back to more of the show right after these messages.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is sitting in for Bob tonight and finishing up the show. And I appreciate our producer hanging in there with us because you guys don't want to hear another repeat, do you? Nah. We like it live. We like it live. Let's go back to Jerry in Chicago where we were talking about Fukushima. Jerry, you still with us?
Yes, I am, Steve. the guy's name was Jim Stone. He had a, I think he had 16 years in with the NSA. And he was one of these go-to guys where they set it on his desk and they say, reverse engineer this. And he says that this, the epicenter of the earthquake happened at reactor number 3, which was shut down for maintenance. How do you get a nuclear explosion in a vessel that is shut down or a containment area?
Wow.
It's impossible. Now, the other thing he said, too, was that this Japanese nuclear plant was built 2 times to 3 times that of any of the other General Electric design nuclear power plants in our country. When it was built, Japan said, we don't want any problems. We're building it on an island. We get tsunamis. We get earthquakes all the time. Let's really build this thing. And it was actually, let's put it this way. If the foundation on your house is normally 6 to 8 inches thick, they built it 20 inches thick, to give you an idea. Reinforced steel.
Yeah.
Concrete. But he traced the epicenter because he got the actual seismology reports. He traced it directly underneath or at reactor number 3. So that made it very interesting, and it claims that it was a 6.9 Richter scale seismic activity rather than a 9.0 like we were all told.
Right,
and the other
point.
Thing, mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is remember the tsunami came after the earthquake. And the tsunami's epicenter was right out within a few miles of where our Navy, along with the South Korea Navy, were doing training exercises. And it just rolled in from there. So, I mean, who's to say they didn't drop a nuke over the side of the boat?
Yeah, you know, years ago, I lived in the Denver area, and we had our Army arsenal out to the north side of town. And we were having earthquakes, and Denver's in relatively a stable area, but we're sitting on granite near a fault line where the Rockies start to shoot up out of the plains. And it's pretty rare that we have earthquakes. They're very, very rare up here because we're on a lot of very solid granite underneath us. And we were having these five and six and even low seven, small, but they were 7-point earthquakes in the area, and they were shaking things off of walls and breaking windows and stuff like that. And people started asking all these questions, and finally got around to the Army arsenal and these wells that they were using, and they were dumping nuclear or radioactive waste products down in these deep wells, and all of a sudden there were these booms that were happening all over the place. And you can actually look this up in the newspaper. I think it was around 1964, 65, right in there, 63. It went on for about 18 months, and finally the Army agreed to say they were going to quit doing this, and lo and behold, the earthquakes went away. And so, you know, when you talk about the possibility of setting off subterranean explosions or using some sort of device to trigger things like this, I can say that I've lived through it. I've seen it before, where I think that's what it was. I mean, pretty much everybody agrees, you know, without coming out with a full indictment against the Army arsenal, you know, the arsenal out there at the town, that, okay, this is what was causing it. And we're pretty clear about all that. So I brought this up before, and so it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they can use these things, especially at depth, to create various kinds of explosions of enormous magnitude. And if you said, of course, knowing a little bit about the National Geological Survey and being out to their headquarters, I'd actually gone to this location once to look at all the earthquake seismographic readings coming in from all over the world, and they've had something like maybe 40 or 50 machines in there graphing what was happening. And while I was talking to this fellow, his name was Waverly Pearsons. He used to see him on the national news all the time. And Waverly Pearsons, interesting name, huh, for a guy that studies earthquakes. But anyhow, he, as we were talking, he says, look, there's a small tremor of going on right now near Alaska. And you would see the needles begin to move. And then he said, now, in a short period of time, you will see other needles beginning to move as well. Because when there is a major shift like this, if you imagine the Earth is a little bit like a balloon, if you thump it on one side, you're going to feel it on the other. You can actually triangulate where these things are, their depth and their magnitude, by readings as they move across with the S and P waves, primarily the impact waves, and then the S waves follow. You can triangulate the exact location of where this thing took place. So giving credence to your concept there, Jerry, that if somebody were to actually look at the data and do the work, they could figure out exactly where some of these explosions took place. If you're saying that there was a 6-point Richter scale earthquake, of course, the Richter scale is logarithmic too, friends. So, you know, it's not just a step up. It's 10 times higher as you move up. If there was a 6-point earthquake underneath reactor 3 and then followed by other reactions, of course, out at sea, not far from where the Navy was at that time, we should be able, from the data, if you went back and looked at it as it happened, you can actually locate the epicenter of these explosions. Does that kind of weigh in on what you were talking about there?
That's exactly what I was saying. And you know what? Stan Dale came up with the same exact theory that you came up with. As far as these HARP installations, when they're moving weather fronts and everything else like that, he looks at where, and it's exactly like the thump on the balloon, like you said, the 180 degrees on the other side of the Earth is where they had the earthquakes happening. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
I mean, and I heard this from Stan Dale about a year ago, and boy, Stan Dale's got a real, lot of credentials, let's put it that way.
Yeah, these things do have an impact, and they do create their readings, and as one of these major, as you can see the earthquake take place in, say, Japan or in the Philippines or something like that, you will see the other reactions of the seismometers picking up this at a period of time later, and maybe with different magnitudes and stuff like that. And they can use this to actually triangulate the exact epicenter of where these things happen. So, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever seen that in the news media. I certainly haven't. I've never seen anybody really show us that with any convincing evidence that they have looked at all this information. It's almost like now this is another one of those secrets, you know what I mean, that we can't, if it was really a natural event, why wouldn't we know? Why don't they want us to know that we can do this? Because it's all over the world. You can see these seismometers, you know, from various locations all feeding in, as I did, into one location in Golden, Colorado. And they were all giving the same data and showing us, or the variant data, of course, depending upon distance and location. And all this information comes across. So it is suspicious. And, I mean, I would like to think that, this was a big mishap, but there are questions about what happened at Fukushima, and I don't think we're getting to the bottom of it yet. We know there's been a huge amount of cover-up, and as I've said before, I watched this event that happened on 3-11-11, as I recall, 3-11-11. Wasn't that the right date, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, we're coming up on the 3-year anniversary, and you know the funny thing is, you mentioned the media not covering it all that well. NBC or MSNBC never covered it at all because those were General Electric design power plants. Three of them were, and just keep in mind, we got 24 all built around the same time right here on in the United States with Mark 1 and Mark 2 reactors in them.
Be right back after the break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
turn to panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starr is with you on the last hour of the Bob Tuscan Show right here on RBN. Let's see, Jerry, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. And, I wanted to mention something else to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have 104 nuclear power plants in this country. All of them were designed for a 20-year lifespan, and we've got them going into 40 years old now. The other thing, too, is the spent fuel rod cooling pods were only designed to hold fuel there for a short period of time, and at some point, tuck them away at Yucca Mountain, if you can recall.
The little bit
of an excise. Yeah, the excise on our electrical bill for, 20 years? And then all of a sudden, hey, whatever happened to Yucca Mountain?
Yeah.
But we're sitting on a ticking time bomb, if you ask me.
I agree, and I remember the Three Mile Island accident years ago, of course, before Chernobyl. And, I'm not a left-wing anti-no-nuke type of person, but it's interesting that as soon as the Democrats were elected, that whole movement went away.
you know. And Barack Obama has talked about licensing new nuclear plants. And there's no need for these things. They're extremely toxic. I've used this illustration before, but you know, there was a cartoon where these aliens had come down to the Earth and they'd seen what was the remnant of our civilization and everything was virtually dead or mutated or gone. And they're saying, this is interesting, Earth, and who are these beings that lived here? They were called mankind and human beings. I said, well, you know, they had so much intelligence and so much potential. What happened? And they said, well, they started using nuclear power and fission. They said, well, were they stupid? You know, I thought they had some intelligence, and no wonder they're gone. You know, I mean, that was sort of the cartoon. But it's a very real illustration when you consider the toxic dangers of these things and why they've been in operation. You know, atomic power has never been our friends. These things have never really worked out for us in the long run. And, you know, the bottom line is yes, they should have done away with these and petrol fuels. We could have been on clean energy a long, long time ago if the collectivists, if the powers that be, if the Rockefellers, if these maniacs who run the earth these days would have cared about human race. And, you know, I wonder, Jerry, I mean, this thing blew up and now we got all this problem coming our way. How do they think they're going to avoid the repercussions of all this toxic waste and you know, MOX particles and sprites or whatever, the strontium-90 and all these other things in the atmosphere now? Are they thinking they're going to escape to another planet or go underground until the human race is completely gone and then come back to a nuclear desert? What do you think?
I want to say that they have a placebo for this. And, you know, they eat the healthier foods. They, mm-hmm. They don't drink the sodium fluoride. They don't take the vaccinations. They seem to live forever if you look at these two old crows, David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. When are these two guys going to kick the bucket? Yeah. I mean, it looks like death warmed over. Not that I wish them any ill will. I just don't want to ever be their friend, that type of thing. But, we had another opportunity here for a clean energy, a free energy, and Nikola Tesla came up with it.
Yeah.
And J.P. Morgan didn't want nothing to do with that, and Westinghouse, oh, no, you know what, we got to have lines, and we got to have this, we got to have that, we got to have, you know, something that we can make money on and sell this. Whenever somebody looks for the greed factor in anything they do, it's just like if you're working on a job site and you say, hey, you know, here's an idea, why don't we do it this way? The foreman on the job, or the general foreman on the job, gets all ticked off because he didn't come up with the idea, so he refuses to use it because he might feel that he has to bow down because you came up with the idea. Hey, if I'm on the job and I come up with the idea and it's better than what we're doing, I don't care who takes credit for it as long as we move in that direction. It's good for you, it's good for me, it's good for everybody.
Yeah, that's the way it should be, of course, and this should be a collective, I hate to use that word, but this should be a consensus of progress, and we have such clean energy, efficient availabilities that we have not employed, and I worked at the National Renewable Energy Lab, which is kind of a dirty word to conservatives around here because of, you know, the repercussions of what they've been involved in, but we had all kinds of things that we came up with that were much better for use. We designed those two liter pop bottles that looked just almost identical to the ones you'd buy in the store out of vegetable oil. And, you know, we wrapped them up the same and you could put them side by side and they would look identical. The difference was, though, our vegetable oil bottles, as soon as you opened the top and poured the contents out, you could throw them in a ditch and they would, you know, biodegrade within a very short period of time. Whereas the plastic would last forever. Or virtually, you know, and until it gets swept down into the sea and forms that, what is it, that giant island of swirling plastic out in the ocean somewhere. Siliconia is what they call it, I think, you know. It's absurd what's going on here. But, you know, I think these people who think they have the placebo, Jerry, I think they're kidding themselves. You know, they really are. These people are deceived. And as they seduce and deceive other people, they're not going to get away from all of this. The ramifications of what they've done here are going to come back on them big time, one way or another, sooner or later. And Rockefeller is not going to cheat death for much longer. I can promise you that, nor is Kissinger or the rest of them. But, yeah, any more comments? We're going to go to a break and maybe another call here. One more thing you have to say, Jerry, before we go on?
Well, it's just going back to this thing that works for everybody and something for the collective whole. Henry Ford was a farmer, and he invented the reciprocating engine. What do you think he might have grown on his farm to fuel that engine? Maybe ethanol instead of gasoline? You know, Standard Oil, Rockefeller family, Standard Oil, Rockefeller family, and the pharmaceuticals. Think about it. Hey, Steve, thanks a lot for taking my call. I know it's way too long.
All right, okay. Let's see if we can get back to Mark again. He's calling in with another comment. I think we've inspired him, and we'll try to wrap that up before the break. Mark, are you still on there?
Yep. Yes, okay. Steve, I am, and I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my second call. It's not usual I'll make a second call, but, yes, y'all, you and Bob both, with what you cover as well as the callers, truly inspire me. It keeps me right in the present moment because it is current. It's always current and pertinent to the most important issues, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. And, Steve, you know, you talk about Fukushima and actually what caused it. The whole situation is there for a man-produced, you know, evil as they are, I guess we still call them men, tsunami wave with a perhaps the tsunami-type weapon being employed by the I believe it was the U.S. and one other naval force that was very near there running a joint exercise. And the tsunami weapon was actually announced. I mean, it's in the literature published by the scientific arms of the U.S. government. It's not a secret. It was actually announced in some fashion. Alex Jones covered it when it happened or shortly after it happened. And it was only within the last 2 years that actually came to the surface. And I think it vaguely, I remember, I'm not 100% sure that it was actually a naval source that just basically announced that they had tsunami weapons. But at any rate, what they have not done in order to rectify the situation over there that could have been done is a dead giveaway to, like everything else that the evildoers do in this world, planning their chaos, their calamities, their, you know, whatever means they employ to destroy God's creation. They plan it out many years ahead of time, and I strongly suspect, if not know within myself, just from what I know otherwise, about how they work watching them for years and years, that they actually have this plan already drawn up and completed before they built the first nuclear plant in the world. Okay. So you can also see by the location of construction, at least in the United States, and I believe quite often, if not more often than not in Japan, the reactors are built on or near a fault line. And if they lose power, then on the average they only have 2 weeks of fuel that they're required to carry in this country. And if they did do an EMP, you know, it would bring this country down very quickly. But what they can do and what God allows them to do are two different things. You know, we witnessed that when we, if you heard all about what happened at Dyess Air Force Base in Texas, where the nuclear bombs were transported out of there very irregular level.
Gotta go to a break here, Mark. Hang on.
The Bob Justin Show.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in for Bob here, finishing it up. And we got Mark on the phone, I believe. Still, Mark, you got any more comments, man?
Yeah, I was just going to finish up with the fact that when you do look as an example of contrived chaos, contrived catastrophes, there are none that aren't contrived. And it ain't us that are doing the contrivance here. We be the people. It's actually, we're on the receiving end of it, unfortunately. And you have, in particular instance of the so-called missing nukes from Dyess Air Force Base, Alex Jones was notified of that basically in real time.
Yeah.
Just on the same day that it happened, basically. Yeah. From one or two of different people that worked there, probably military, I'm not sure. There were also civilian law enforcement there that found it highly irregular. It was there was really a scene there. So then it was blown up. refused to send it up as an EMP weapon because it came with an EMP collar to join it to the missile, this nuclear weapon. And that this could only have come from the White House. You know, Dr. James Garrow, G-A-R-R-O-W, he's Canadian, but he lives in America. But he was also CIA for a while and did work in China on a charitable basis with little girls being orphaned, finding them homes. Mm-hmm. So he has very good contacts, and he gave this story that I'm telling you right now. Yeah, you can find him if you want to have him as a guest. He's very interesting on YouTube or his own website.com.
Yeah.
So at any rate, they blew it up under this admiral's orders, and it went up a chain of command, but eventually very quickly got eliminated, you know, a few months down the line. Just let go.
And a lot of those top officers were eliminated shortly thereafter, too, as you know.
I think it came right out of this incident that they just decided to do a more complete purge after they first got rid of the top officer in the nuclear service and then one of the other top officers in another branch. But at any rate, you think about it and extrapolate, and what were they trying to do at that time? Because I believe this is actually the way it happened. And if you can imagine the ramifications of losing at least part of the power grid, because I imagine the higher up it goes, Steve, you might know better than this, the more that it's going to cover, assuming it has sufficient radiation for the EMP effect on, you know, virtually all electronics, bring things really to a stop on an electrical level in the whole country or just part of it, you know, and then they would have had a tremendous amount of chaos there that, you know, they would have taken advantage of. Like Hillary Clinton said, as well as Rahm Emanuel more recently, never let a good crisis go to waste. They both used the exact same words. But anyway, when you get to Fukushima, you find all the anomalies there, just like you do at Sandy Hook, just like you do at both, you know, the Colorado Theater shooting. And you see all of these different categories of catastrophes that they engineer. And they like to leave it out there, you'd like to think they're more intelligent than to make the mistakes that they make, you know, including 9/11, how obvious it is. Just common sense questions, observing the scene of the crime, basically, that lead you to a very firm conclusion that it was engineered and perpetrated. And it happens that way every time. So all of the evidence is out there. You know, that's what a lot of what real truth radio is about all across the board, network to network, and that is actually getting the truth of the matter out there, because, you know, they're promulgating the lies through the media, which they own, of course. And it's a battle for the mind. It's a battle for the human mind that can lead to the salvation of the soul, in my view. But we should all be interested in truth, you know, secular and religious. It doesn't make any difference, because it'll keep us, it's hard to face, but it'll if it doesn't kill you, you know, it'll make you stronger. Isn't that right,
yeah,
Steve?
I got something for you. This, you might find this interesting, and some of our listeners will, and my apologies to those who don't, but from the Olivet Discourse, where Jesus talks about the end times, he says, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Now, the context that I was going to add to that is, wars and rumors of wars are created by man. And in the same passage, he's talking about famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. And he says all these are the beginnings of sorrows. So, you know, I'm only adding some credence to that. I mean, I believe, as we've talked about before, there are earthquake weapons. There are famine weapons. We're seeing the outgrowth of all the geoengineering that's taking place here, massive famines and pestilences. All of these are in the context of men doing these things, not God.
That's right.
Men doing these things. That's what he's telling us. Wars and rumors of wars. God doesn't start wars. They do. Men do, you know. All these
absolutely,
and it's, with, yeah. mm-hmm.
It's within Satan's purview to do these things. He's had and continues to have all of this that you see that is not God's will, that actually destroys God's creation in whatever aspect or aspects. You know, those are growing larger, and more are dying in each conflict. If you count the civilian and the military, the civilian is far greater. It started with Vietnam, actually started with the amount of civilian deaths in Germany, and far more than the military members that died in that war. And the civilian toll has just gotten larger and larger and larger. I mean, in Iraq, it was 1.5 million if you go back 3 years or more, Steve. You know, that just innocent civilians, men, women, and children, old men, old women. And it's just it's a slaughter. And they condition the military to go out and do this in our name. And, of course, you know, we get a bad name in the world, and we become second fiddle to any kind of recognition of a people that will stand up against a tyranny which perpetrates its tyranny not only at home but on the other, not only in its home country, but the other countries of the world. And it goes on, and you can see the evidence of the future and where we're at now as we lead up to that, because the future can change, but the more that we do not stand up and give public recognition to the atrocities which are being committed by this basically offshore shadow government that has pulls the strings of our more local national politicians here, the longer it just basically goes on as far as what the evil is accomplishing, because it's busy every day. It's building a structure of evil to completion, and it's largely built now. But if you go, by the way, to the treaty, the Middle East Peace Treaty, upcoming here, that Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry recently announced would be done around June. They were shooting for June, and then Barack Obama made a statement even before he was elected or shortly thereafter that he would have a Middle East Peace Treaty completed by the end of his term. And considering that he has the little known of by most people, but it's called the Scroll of Bush, which was given by the Sanhedrin in Israel, who have political dominance there as well. They play a large part in the political power, as well as the Temple Mount affairs. And when you look at the Middle East Peace Treaty, as it's envisioned to be, just basically with the partitioning of Jerusalem and actually the whole country of Israel, not down the middle, but the Palestinian territories would become a sovereign land, basically. That'd be one major part of it. What the Scroll of Bush does, it's given from one president to the next as they come into office, Steve, and it gives him authority, and this is given to him, to the U.S. president, to the office, by the Sanhedrin several years ago. Tex Mars is, he was in real time with it almost and reported on it just as soon as it happened. And it gives the U.S. president the imprimatur position of signing, whereas he has to sign to make the treaty valid, to bring it into reality and be implemented. So it will be Barack Obama who does this. It's also called the Treaty with Hell, if I'm not mistaken, and it can be found back in the Old Testament prophets.
This is going to be a very major event. And yeah, I appreciate it, Mark. And I have Fred hanging on here. I'm not going to be able to get to him, I guess. But Fred, well, let's see if we can get Fred back up. Fred, are you still there? I mean, I told you we would get to that idea about Fukushima, and I think we did cover it a little bit.
As well as the Temple Mount affairs.
Maybe not. We're out of time, friends. Thanks, one and all, for listening to The Bob Tuscan Show. We will return tomorrow night, Monday through Friday, at the same time, right here on RBN. Thanks to our producer, Dan, for hanging in there. Stay tuned to RBN. This is Steve Starr saying good night for tonight. See you on Friday. Bob will be back tomorrow night. Have a good one now. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town.
Chase those crazy. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial